Well, with the UK postponing the final lifting of COVID restrictions for a month to enable more people to receive first and second doses of vaccines, attention is focusing here on reducing the gap between vaccine doses. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers can tell us more now. Fergal, allowing for the cyber attack, where are we now in our vaccination programme?
Well, the last detailed data we got from the HSC, published vaccination data, was on May the 11th. And it was really hit out by the cyber attack after that. But the HSC did tell me today that they're hoping to restore daily vaccination figures, get the detailed data next week. So, I mean, that will be welcome. We do know that 3.2 million doses have been given out, that 26% of adults are fully vaccinated, and that 56% of adults have got a first dose. But certainly, the pressure is on, obviously, to get as many people double vaccinated as possible, because there are now an estimated 400,000 people who have got their first AstraZeneca vaccine dose, but who have to wait, you know, more or less up to 12 weeks. But although that's reducing now over time down to 8 weeks, but that is important given the particular risk posed by the Delta variant.
Now, what plans are being put in place to reduce that gap, Fergal, and when will we see it being reduced?
Well, that reduction has started. It's a graduated reduction. So some people will see that the gap will be 11 weeks. Sometime after that, people will experience 10 weeks. But it's going to take several weeks to implement it, the HSC says. So it doesn't happen immediately. But it should mean that more people who got AstraZeneca will be vaccinated faster. And you can understand to a degree that people who got the AstraZeneca vaccine, some, you know, have expressed that they feel aggrieved that they have to wait maybe 3 months or maybe more in some cases to get their second vaccine, because that may have an impact for them in terms of their plans or travel and other issues, compared with people who got Pfizer and got their second dose after 4 weeks. And it changes things for people.
And is there any work being done on this question of perhaps mixing the vaccines, that your second dose might be of a different type of vaccine?
Well, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, it has looked at this, and it's looking at it again. I mean, some of the scientific evidence suggests that mixing vaccines, so having a first dose of AstraZeneca and a second a Pfizer, that there's a good antibody response to that. But there aren't, you know, I suppose, robust safety data trials yet, really large trials of thousands of people. And I think the National Immunisation Advisory Committee is constantly looking at it and will probably want to see that type of data before it announces it. The other issue is that, is it needed at this point in time? Is it absolutely necessary? Because the vaccination programme, it has had so many, I suppose, chops and changes and recommended dosing schedules. It's confusing for everybody, really. And it has posed a difficulty for the HSC. So changing things too much can be a bit too complex. But no decision has been made on that yet.
Now, we know that this week the pharmacists are coming on board and distributing the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What do we know about its ability to resist the Delta variant?
Well, we haven't seen that data yet. We know about the benefit, you know, for two doses of AstraZeneca or Pfizer given, there's between 92 and 96% protection against the Delta variant. But the data is just not in yet on how good single dose Johnson & Johnson is against the Delta variant. Now, up to now, well, up to the last figures we saw in mid-May, there was about 500 or so doses of the single dose Johnson & Johnson administered. 60,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson have gone out to pharmacies this week, so they will be administering that. There will be obviously a lot of interest to see how it performs in relation to the Delta variant.
All right, our health correspondent Fergal Bowers, thanks for joining us. More on the news at 1 after this.